耶稣给我们看见是如何的去爱。
John asks the question here, what good is it if we see a brother or a sister in need and we don't have pity on them?
那这里有一个问题，就是说如果我们看见有弟兄有姐妹是穷乏的有需要的，但是我们还能那个没有还能关心他们。
Or if we merely pat them on the head and say, God bless you, be filled.
或者是我们说还能愿神祝福你平平安安去吧。
Love must show itself in very practical ways.
爱必须是用具体的方式表达出来。
I think of Jesus coming into Galilee during his earthly ministry.
我想耶稣还能在他地上还能侍奉的时候来到加利利的地方。
You remember the passage well in Matthew chapter 9.
可能你还记得还能马太福音第九章的事。
Jesus looked at the people and he saw them as they really were.
反正耶稣看见了许多的人，他就看见他们的情况，看见他们的本相。
He saw them as harassed and helpless and lost like sheep without a shepherd.
他看见他们是如同羊没有牧人一般，是困苦的，是流离的。
Have you ever wondered what Jesus would do if he would come to your community?
你有没有想到，如果耶稣来到我们所居住的社会当中，他会怎么看呢？
I realize those here today live in many different parts of the world.
我知道今天在座的有许多是从世界各地来的。
And the geographical locations are many miles away, apart.
然后大家可能是从千里之遥是来到这里。
And the cultures vary from one nation to another.
并且大家所居住的地区的文化也不一样。
And economic factors and demographic factors can be quite different.
然后经济的因素人口的因素使得我们所住的所侍奉的地方都不一样。
But I also know there's some very basic common denominators.
但是我知道在我们这些不同的当中却有一个很相同的地方。
And some 2,000 years after Jesus ministered upon earth, the basic spiritual factors are very much the same.
耶稣来了已经2000年，但是人的属灵的境况还是相同。
If Jesus came to your home this week, or if he came to your apartment, or to the church that you serve, he would see much what he saw that day in Galilee.
然后如果耶稣来到您所住的地方，来到您所侍奉的教会，他所看见的那些人，他也是好像他2000年前看见加利利的那些人一样。
People who are harassed and helpless and lost.
他看到许多人是困苦的，是流离的，他们是失落的。
I, like many of you, have had the privilege of visiting many nations of the world.
我知道我们在座当中有一些是常常是有机会去世界各地。
And ministering to people of many tribes and many tongues, many languages.
并且是服侍不同语言背景的族裔。
And their needs are basically the same.
但是他们都有一个共同的需要。
They've all been created in the image of God.
因为每一个人都是按照神的形象造的。
And they've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
而每一个人都是有犯罪，是亏欠了神的荣耀。
What do they need more than anything else?
什么是他们最需要的呢？
Think about it for a moment.
让我们想一想。
What is the deepest human need?
什么是人心灵深处最深的、最大的需要呢？
In every nation,In every province, in every sociological setting, what is the greatest human need?
在每一个地区，在每一个社会社群里面，人最大的需要是什么呢？
I would suggest to you today, it is the need to be loved.
而我在这里建议，其实这个答案就是需要被爱。
And who has the message of love?
谁有爱的信息呢？
Only ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
只有能传福音的人能够有耶稣基督的爱的信息带给他。
Only those who are filled with the love of Christ.
只有当我们自己也被爱所充满，我们才能够是传讲这种信息。
People do not need us to condemn them.
人们不需要我们是来到定他们的罪。
Jesus made that very clear.
耶稣讲得很清楚。
He said, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world.
耶稣说神差他的儿子降世并不是要定世人的罪。
They who believe not in him are condemned already. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish but have eternal life. We know the message so well. But we need to be reminded it is a message of love. In the United States, many Christians are known as negative, critical, condemning people.
在很多美国很多人对基督徒的印象说我们是消极的我们是常常定人家罪的
It is tragic.
这是很大的悲剧。
Jesus said we would be known by his love.
耶稣说我们是要人家以我们因为人家看见我们的爱所以人家认出我们是主的门徒。
I believe it's time for Christians all over the world to practice what we preach.
我相信很多那个基督徒们，全世界的基督徒们，都应当要履行我们所传讲的信。And
to love as Jesus told us to love.
我们要好像耶稣教导我们去爱人一样，来到是爱。That
is basic Christianity, is it not?
这是基督教最基本的信息。There
are many movements of the Holy Spirit in the world today.
今天在世界各地有许多那个圣灵的运动。
One of them, Thomas Wong, mentioned yesterday morning when he so graciously introduced me. It is called the Lighthouse Movement. I'd like in closing to tell you just a little about it and how it can make a difference in your church and your ministry. Another way of looking at outreach to others is bringing light into darkness.
我们是要将福音带给人，就是要将光带到暗中。
Bringing light into darkness is like bringing love to people who desperately need to be loved.
是将爱带到那些需要爱的人的当中。
Jesus shared in John chapter 8 verse 12 and in John 9, I am the light of the world.
在约翰福音第八章，可能以及第九章，耶稣说：“我就是世界的光。”
And he said, "He who comes to me will never walk in darkness."
然后他说：“那凡跟随我的，就不在黑暗里走。”
The world needs the love of Christ.
世界需要耶稣的爱。
The world also needs the light of Christ.
世人也需要耶稣的光。
They are together.
这两样是一起的。
In Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said something else about light.
在马太福音第五章，登山宝训里面，耶稣也讲过一些关于光的话。
Many of you remember it well.
我相信大家都会记得。He
said, "You are the light of the world."
耶稣说，你们就是世上的光。Basically,
where Jesus says there is love.
耶稣基本上这里所讲的就是说，我们需要有爱。Where
Jesus says there is light.
我们也知道说需要有光。
And he said, "You are the light of the world."
然后耶稣说，你们就是世上的光。
That is my followers, those who have Jesus living within them. You should be light.
作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们有耶稣活在我们的心里的，我们需要在世上为主放光。
And then, as you remember, he said, "Let your light so shine before others."
然后大家可能记得，接下来耶稣讲的是，你们的光当如此照在人前。
That they may see your good works.
以致人们看见你们的好行为,
and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
就将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
That is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16.
这是马太福音第五章第十六节的话。
In the last year and a half, God has been raising up a new movement called the Lighthouse Movement.
在过往一年多里面，神是兴起了这个灯塔运动。
It is a movement that does not belong to any single organization or denomination.
这个还能是一个宽宽的中派的运动。
It is a very simple movement. It is a very powerful movement of God's Spirit.
这是一个很简单，但是却一个很震撼的一个的运动。
It is simply calling Christians to share the light and love of Jesus where they live, where they work, where they go to school, wherever they may be.
这个运动的精髓就是说，呼召基督徒们要在他们日常生活里面是。 分享耶稣的爱跟耶稣的光。
And to do it in just three simple ways.
而是用三个很简单的方法来到做。
You can do this in your churches.
我相信每一位在你的教会里面都可以如此行。
We have very simple brochure that can be reproduced in black and white just on a copy machine.
并且我们有一些很简单的可能是章程是大家可以拿回去是大量的影印。
And Thomas, is that being translated into Chinese as well? You know? Yes.
并且据黄明信牧师告诉我们这个也有中文的章程。
So it will be available to you both in English and in Chinese.
故此这些简介是中文、英文都可以用。
There are just three things that we do in a lighthouse.
在这个灯塔里面我们做三件事情。
Number one is prayer.
第一就是说我们是要祷告。
Christians begin to pray for their neighbors.
是为邻舍祷告。
Christian young people begin to pray for their students in their school.
年轻人在学校里为同学祷告。
Christians begin to pray for their associates at work.
在工作上的为同事祷告。
We pray a blessing upon them.
我们为他们祷告，祈求神的祝福。
We pray that God would move in their hearts and begin to convict them of sin and open their eyes to see their need of a Savior, Jesus.
祈求神在他们心里动工，让他们看见自己的需要，看见自己的罪，让他们是打开属灵的眼睛。
We begin with prayer.
我们是用祷告来开始。
And then secondly, there is care.
第二就是说我们要关怀。
This is the great commandment of Jesus.
这就是耶稣最大的诫命。
To just reach out with love to people around us.
就是用爱来向周遭的人分享。
And as you know, when we begin to pray for people, God begins to open natural opportunities to love them.
然后当我们为这些人祷告的时候，神会给我们看见怎么样子能够是侍奉他们，是爱他们。
To share His love and grace with those around us.
是在恩典中分享耶稣基督的爱。
And the third thing, and I share this very briefly, the third thing is to simply share.
第三点就是说是分享。
To share the love of Christ in deed, but also in word.
是在借着言语，以及更重要的是借着行动来分享耶稣的爱。
At an appropriate time to share the love of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
然后在一个适合的时光，我们是跟他们分享耶稣基督的爱的福音。
Appropriately with them.
是用一个恰当的方法。
It may be by inviting them to come to our church.
可能是邀请他们来教会聚会。
It may be by inviting them to a special evangelistic outreach.
可能邀请他们去参加布道会。
It may be by sharing a Jesus video with them or Christian literature with them.
或者是分享录影带，或者是耶稣传，或者是分享一些那个福音的单张。
It may be by sharing personal witness with them.
或者分享你个人对主的见证。
Would it not be wonderful if every Chinese man, woman, young person, child in America were being prayed for by name by Christians?
您想，如果在美国的每一个中国人都有人是提名为他祷告，那是该是多么好的一件事情。
That over the next months and years, every one of them would experience the love of Jesus through a Christian.
然后在前面的日子，他们每一位都会经历到耶稣基督的爱。
And would then receive the gospel message in some loving and appropriate way.
并且是透过一个蛮有爱心的方式，是听到耶稣基督的福音，那该是多好的事情。
That is our prayer, and that is the goal that we believe God has given to us for all the people of this nation.
我们相信这是神给我们的，是目标。是为这个国家每一个人的目标。
But not only for this nation, but for other nations of the world.
并且也是给世界上每一个国家每一个民族的目标。
My brothers and sisters, if we are to be sentinels of God, we must begin first of all with commitment to Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们如果要做新时代的守望者，我们一定是要对主忠诚来开始。
And secondly, as we have looked at today, commitment to the great commandment of our Lord Jesus.
我们一定是要对主的这个大诫命来到忠诚。
And thirdly, commitment to the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而第三点就是礼拜一要分享的是我们要对主的大使命来到忠诚。
I pray that, my brothers and sisters, for me.
我是常常这么祷告。
And I pray it for you.
是为你为我来到代祷。
Let us pray now.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father and our God, we give thanks for your love that flows so freely to us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
全能慈悲的天父，我们感谢你，因为你的爱是流露出来。
I thank you for the great joy of sharing with my brothers and sisters.
我感谢你给我有这个机会跟我们所亲爱的弟兄姐妹们来到分享。
We thank you for your love for us, O Lord.
我们为你的爱献上感谢。
We cannot begin to fathom the depth, the width, the height of your love for us.
你的长爱的长阔高深实在是过于我们所能了解。
But in our frailness, we thank you.
但是我们要献上感谢。
And we ask your forgiveness when we have failed to love you.
特别是当我们在生活中没有爱你。
And when we have failed to love those around us.
也没有可能爱周遭的人。
O Lord Jesus, in a new and deeper way, may we become your lighthouses.
主啊，求你赦免我们，并且让我们能够是在一个新的开始，能够作为主你自己的灯塔。
Where we live and move and have our being.
在我们日常生活之中做主的灯塔。
We pray these things in the precious and powerful name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣基督宝贵而大能的名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.